The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Hour 2 of Sons of Liberty. Well, and the Daughters of Liberty, I got with me on my right, my pretty little princess. She's known to you as Stephanie Joy. Steph was talking about prayer during the first hour, and I want to hit this off really quick and then bring, Steph, your thoughts to a close, please. And I want to get over here to the congressman, both Muslim and pro-gay. How does that work? Talking about radical Muslim Keith Ellison out of the state of Minnesota here, the fox in the chicken coop. I'll explain that to you in just a couple minutes. But let's go over to Hebrews 5 really quick to bring this thought to a closure. Scripture tells us, most people don't know this, this was Jesus praying. Hebrews 5, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Filial fear. Filial fear. And was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, speaking of Jesus Christ, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. He did not sin, though, friends. Keep that in mind. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto, guess what? All that obey him. And why do they obey him? Because they love him. And those that love him and obey him, unto them is given the promise of the Holy Ghost.
And when we're talking about prayer here, we are going back and saying, listen, sometimes you will fall short because they don't stay the course to be able to receive the answers that they're going for. It's kind of like, you know, with our kids. You got one child who says, you know, I'm hungry. Can I have something to eat? Okay, that's not going to get my attention too much. I'm hungry. Can I, you know, if I'm busy doing something and I'm going here and there, you know, can I have something to eat? It's kind of like, well, you know, he doesn't have my attention yet. But then all of a sudden you start to hear that little, you know, I'm really, really hungry. Can I have something to eat here? And they begin to be a little more importunate about what they're doing, and they begin to put a little bit more, you know, stress in their voice, like, you know, you really need to feed me. I'm really getting hungry here. And then it comes to the point where they start crying and saying, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. When can we eat? I'm going to do this and that. Even if I'm out and about trying to get things done, I'll turn around at that point because I know it's intensified to the level where, listen, they're really serious, they're really hungry, they got to eat. And when we go to the Lord, we should go with the hearts, listen, Lord, I am not falling short. I'm not stopping until you bless me. You know, Jacob wrestled with the angel. Prayer is not just this, okay, thank you, Lord, for food, bless me, now I lay me down to sleep.
He said, I'm not letting go lest thou bless me,
Lord. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So when we pray, we need to keep that in mind, that we can't just say, well, you know, Lord, please, thank you for this. If our answers don't come, we stop. We need to keep going until we receive of those answers that we're going for.
Amen. There was a man who had to get to a certain destination at a certain time, and he was in a snowstorm. He came up to a river and thought to himself, how thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight? It felt solid and so reached a little further and happened, well, he tapped and tapped again to see if it would hold his body and his weight. Speaking of the ice, he took a branch and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So he crawled across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down on his brow, and he began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment he could go to an icy grave. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on his stomach. The man went about 45 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then rumble, rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of coal and his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. The man stood up and felt a fool because the ice was solid right through to the bottom. He felt foolish because the knowledge he had received released him from his fear that the ice was solid through and through. So the point is, friends, don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach. They're solid through and through. You can trust them. And Scripture tells us in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. There it is right there. And in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
This is good church.
Oh, it is.
It really is good church. I mean, yeah. This is good spiritual food for those who say, well, you know, I'm not getting this in my church on Sunday morning. Well, listen to the Sons of Liberty, because this is good spiritual food. And going back to the woman in the Bible as well, she went to the judge and said, Lord, you know, avenge me of my adversary. Well, he didn't fear God, but because of her importunity, he yeah. went ahead and gave her request because she wouldn't stop coming.
Well,
avenge me of my adversary.
Here's the other thing. I know that we're talking about two different things. We're talking about real faith, and real faith doesn't crawl around on its stomach. It takes God at His word, and it believes the promises until they're fulfilled. So I brought this into the equation to bring a different portion to lay a premise and a rock, a foundation for them to build off of. But also keep in mind that, listen, you don't get to a certain point with God and just say, you know what, okay, it doesn't really matter in the first place. Well, the question is if you can give up on it, was it God ordained or God breathed in the first place? Because when God does put something in your heart and it's His desires, Psalm 34, guess what? You're not going to stop because He's the one that birthed it, and He is going to fulfill that promise, because we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, through the promises that He gave unto us. And if they're within us, we got to keep in mind the Holy Ghost is going to work it out until that promise is fulfilled, because if He's the author of my faith, He's also going to be the finisher of my faith. And He who has begun a good work in me will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ.
That's right. The Bible talks about all God's promises are yea and amen. And faith, as you were speaking of before, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we rest our faith in the Word of God, saying, Lord, I might not see this, I might not feel this, but I know that Your word says this, and we ask according to God's will. We don't say, God, why haven't You given me that big boat yet?
Yeah.
Lord, I'm looking for that mansion on a hill. Why is that not here?
Yeah.
We're supposed to ask according to His will, not upon our own lust, what we desire in the flesh. No, what is God's will? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's how Jesus told us how to pray. That's how we should pray.
That's right. Okay, and we also need to keep in mind that when we think about what we ask from, when we go to our Heavenly Father, is it His desire in the first place? Does God want to bless us with something that's only going to take us away from Him? Absolutely not. He's not foolish. We're talking about our Creator here, friends. Are we to turn and point our finger back to Him and give the Lord counsel? Absolutely not. He's not going to bless us with something that's going to remove us from Him. In Thy faithfulness, Thou hast afflicted us that we might learn Thy statutes. It's completely the opposite way. But when you have preachers all day long in America preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. That's exactly right. And then we wonder why we have a bunch of licentious, false grace preachers and congregations across the world in the United States of America. Namely, because they're preaching a lawless gospel. And why wouldn't they want? You know, as a matter of fact, case in point, I remember hearing, we have a prosperity church here in the state of Minnesota. It's huge. They make, I think, an average of $375,000 a week just in offerings. Okay? They preach a prosperity gospel. Show me that in Scripture, friends. Those that preach gain is godliness, the Bible tells us we're to withdraw ourselves from them. Nobody warned His people more than Jesus Christ concerning covetousness, but we found that the son of the preacher had a gambling problem.
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't we? Because that's all he's preaching in the first place, is, hey, go sit on God's lap and say in Jesus' name, and guess what He'll give you? Oh, I'm sorry, His name is God the Father who sacrificed His Son. His name isn't Santa Claus. So, folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio. Got Stephanie Joy, the pretty little princess to my right. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm actually getting this information for you right now just to close off the last segment. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of that man. And in America, we're taught again through the false prophets and the false preachers, the hirelings, that you can just go ahead and give your money and this is what God's going to do for you. Friends, that is the furthest thing from the truth. God doesn't need your money. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to Him. Heaven is His throne. The earth is His footstool. The nations are but a drop in the bucket. I mean, friends, if you think about it, He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Him anyways. But we're taught today, piggybacking off of what Stephanie had shared with us during the last segment, that we see God in our life by the riches that He gives us. What? And I had said right at the last segment that, listen, God's not going to bless you with something that's going to pull you away from Him. And I'll tell you what, this was a hard lesson for me to learn, because when I first got into the church, when I first got saved 19 years ago, I heard a lot of this rhetoric, this false gospel. Gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. What will Jesus do for me? Well, He'll save your soul. You know, it's interesting, when the Lord told Peter that He was going to go to the cross to redeem mankind, through what was the price? Was it money? Was it silver and gold? Absolutely not. It was His blood. How much did freedom cost our veterans, friends? Was it their money that redeemed our country? Or was it their blood? Was it the loss of life, limb? Folks have this completely messed up, friends. The Bible talks about blood over 444 times. And the blood of Christ is the propitiation, the sacrifice, the appeasement of our crimes towards heaven. It is His blood that washes away our offenses towards God, that we can be reconciled unto Him. blood. But we have these preachers saying, hey, just give us your money and look what we'll do for you. As they have the Lear jets, as they have the 14 different properties, as they have the huge buildings. And everybody in America, they judge that man of God by his fruit, by saying, well, look at all he's got. That must be God. Well, what about the man that doesn't have anything? And he is the true man of God. Because when you look in Scripture, Jesus told him the process that I'm telling you right now. Jesus began to show his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, the church, the chief priests, the church, and the scribes, the religious hypocrites. And be killed and be raised again the third day. But because Peter didn't understand, Peter was infamous for taking both feet and shoving them in his mouth through his stupidity at that time, his carnality, I'm sorry. The Bible says Peter took him and rebuked him and saying, be it far from thee, Lord, it shall not be so unto thee. This is exactly what you're hearing from the false preachers of the day and the public. Oh, folks, it's not hard. It's not straight. It's not difficult. It's not narrow. It's wide. It's broad is what they're telling you. No, just give us your money and God will do this for you. The Scripture tells us, but he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. He said, you're an offense to me, for you savor the things that be not of God, but those that be of men. He was saying to him, you're carnal. You don't understand the power of God unto salvation. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What is it a profited if a man shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Hey friends, let me just say this. And I really have to jump off this topic. I know that we've carried nothing into the world. And I know, as Paul said, we're going to leave with nothing when we go out of this world. And I have yet to be at a funeral where I see on top of the hearse a luggage rack. When we're talking about riches concerning the things of God, keep in mind we're talking about all spiritual blessings which are in heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus. We're rich when we're found in Christ, in His robe of righteousness, in His garments of salvation. We're rich when we can freely give that which we received to the world. For it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. When's the last time you heard that? You probably didn't. Now, I'm not saying don't tithe to the pastor, don't support ministries. I'm not saying that. But just know that where you're giving your finances, they are actually preaching the good news to dead men. Those that are dead in sin, that's where grace is found. Grace is a quickening spirit. The flesh profiteth nothing, but the Spirit quickeneth. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8, and also read Ephesians 1, because those that are quickened by grace are dead in their sins and trespasses. They're no longer alive to themselves. They're only alive to the will of God by the Holy Ghost. John 3:3. Okay? Cool? All right. By the way, this is from my vernacular. I could talk about the Word of God, listen, 3 hours a day. My life is God. I want to be found in God. I want to know who He is now. I only have one opportunity to know Him, and I want to know Him in this life, not just in death, which is the second life, right? And we serve an eternity, an eternal God for eternity. Where should we go? Do we got a caller? I'm sitting here looking at this, folks. We got one line coming in here. If you'd like to give us a call right now, we're going to be doubling that up just in a couple days here. We literally just transitioned from one place to another place. We have been just going through process over the last month and a half of getting this radio studio up. And so just being transparent and just kind of letting you know the process is what we're going through. Everything works great right now. So what we're just trying to do right now is get some more power coming in. And we need to open up a couple more lines. But the phone line right now, my friends, is open. It is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to make any ask any questions or make any comments, now would be the time. Because I'm going to jump over here and I want to talk about Congressman both Muslim and pro-gay, and I want to play some live pieces straight out of the radical Muslim's mouth. And I'd also like to go over to Bridgette Gabrielle from Act for America, because she was a foreign lady that was subjected to radical Muslim ideology and totalitarianism and oppressive governments. And so in saying that, let's get to this. Because just last week what we found, friends, is Rep. Keith Ellison here in Minnesota, according to Think Progress was actually found to acknowledge on his own website that he's proud to be vice chair of the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. And outside of the fact that Rep. Ellison, the first radical Muslim in the United States of America in the House, who swore into office with his hand upon the Quran, feels safe enough to take shots. And folks, what he did is he took some shots at me on a biased platform called the Daily Beast. And what Daily Beast reported, Keith Ellison said about me, that the American people just may not know how extreme this guy, Bradley Dean, is. And what's interesting here is the fact that we cannot get Keith live on the radio to confront my extremism on an open forum platform. In other words, hey, there's no bias here. This is straight up. Let's ask him real questions. Let's get some real answers. And now I had one of these ground feeders actually highlight me. And it really what they said is they wrote an article and they had said that Bradley Dean crank called Keith Ellison. No, what I did, friends, is about, I cannot tell you the exact date, but it wasn't too long ago. I think it was within the year where I'd actually called Keith Ellison live on the radio because I wanted to catch him off guard where he couldn't set the stage to respond to my questions, where he was safeguarding as to what I would ask him. And what happened is I'd actually called him on live radio, again, hoping to get him on the radio just to ask him a couple questions concerning the homosexual LGBT community in the state of Minnesota here and why he's a radical Muslim. And what I had found is I had found that the radical Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals, and I wanted to see where he stood on that. And they reported, one of the ground feeders did, that I was crank calling him. No, I was not crank calling him at all. So getting back to my point in my extremism, Keith was straining at a gnat while he swallowed the camel. So what I want to do is I want to take Keith to the carpet due to the fact that he's too terrified to get on the radio with me. And I want to show you how extreme radical Muslim Keith Ellison is. So it's my turn, so I want you to listen up, America. We're going to come back. We're going to play some live pieces from Bridgette Gabrielle and from Fox News really quick. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About my extremism here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. You know what's interesting is when you listen to these guys that have 20 million listeners, have you noticed it's the same people calling in? Yeah, it's interesting. They're the same people calling this, like the same 2 and 3 and 4 callers. Every once in a while you get just kind of a random caller. Friends, don't be afraid. I won't bite. 1-866-233-0747. Now, here's the deal. Rep. Keith Ellison is a radical Muslim. He sits on the Congressional LGBT Caucus as the vice chairman of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Rights page. By the way, it's on his web. It's on his house website. He's a radical Muslim, and I said right before the break that the radical Muslims are calling for the execution of a homosexual, so I wanted to ask Keith Ellison where he stood on this threat to the homosexual communities. Because the homosexual communities, for some reason, they will not call into question the radical Muslims that are calling for their execution. And just to prove my point, friends, I want you to hear it straight from the radical Muslim himself, because there's several videos out there where they are actually calling for their execution. Listen carefully, friends. Chase, listen carefully, friends. Here we go.
I'm a Muslim. My father is a Muslim. My grandfather is a Muslim. All my family is Muslim.
Sharia law, I've heard that mentioned.
Sharia.
Explain that to what Sharia is.
Sharia. Muslims live by Sharia. Sharia is like the law, the Muslims' law.
Yes, sir.
It's the Muslims' law. Yes. See, everything that will, like the constitution, like everything. anything you do in life, you have to go by Sharia. Sharia is the law, the constitution of the Muslims.
Okay.
That's what it is.
In your
it's
opinion,
fine.
Do you think the Muslim community would like to see Sharia law in America?
Of course.
Can I ask you another question? Earlier,
listen carefully. Do you think the Muslims in America would like to see Sharia law? He said, of course.
Well, apostasy from Islam is not a capital. You don't believe it should be a capital or a punishment for to be gay or to be homosexual in Islam? Or
it's against our religion. It's not acceptable at all to be a homosexual. That's our religion. Let me finish.
This guy is not dancing around the issues. He just keeps going along with it.
Islam, neither Christianity allow this. And I think the punishment is the same. Neither Judaism. We always point about what does Islam say?
No, Christianity doesn't. They accept homosexuality.
Preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, my friends, are preachers of reconciliation, not condemnation. The condemnation is that men love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Read John 3:18. I go on.
They don't agree with it, the religion itself, but they don't have capital punishment.
Well, we have capital punishment.
You do have capital punishment. Yes. But if Sharia law was accepted in America and capital and being homosexual is a capital offense, do you believe that we should kill?
I mean, we kill for everything. Well, I mean, we kill for a pair of Nike shoes.
He said, we kill for everything, said this Muslim. Here we go.
We kill for everything. I mean,
I understand. In jurisprudence, in a court of law, under Sharia law,
yeah,
that's acceptable. And if Sharia law were implemented in America, do you believe that we should follow
if Sharia law was implemented in this, then it's got to be killed, yes.
So the Muslim just said that if Sharia law was implemented to this, he was talking about America, he said, yes, they should be killed. Why are the homosexuals not confronting the radical Muslims that are calling for their execution? Can anybody explain this to me? Why do we have a radical Muslim? Hey, listen, in any position in government in this country, but one radical Muslim named Keith Ellison, who sits on the chair of vice chairman of the congressional LGBT, when this Muslim just said that if Sharia law was implemented, homosexuals should be killed, quote unquote, he said it. Now, I want to take you back to September 12th, and I want you to listen carefully to radical Muslim Keith Ellison. And I want you to listen carefully to this interview because they're going to bring in Brigitte Gabriel, who was subjected to totalitarianism through radical Muslims and their oppressive measures. So she knows firsthand what she's dealing with. I want you to listen carefully. Now, I'm saying a couple things, but just track with me. Listen to this.
All those delegates opposed say no.
After Democrats took heat for that scene there, after removing and reinserting God and Jerusalem in their party's platform, a Democratic lawmaker is now attacking the GOP for banning Sharia law from theirs.
Okay, now listen carefully, friends. This is Fox News saying that they have a Democratic trying to figure out why the GOP was attacking Sharia law. Sharia law had nothing to do with this discussion, friends. This was attack on the God of our Mosaic institution concerning our constitutional republic, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here comes radical Muslim Keith Ellison, who sits as the vice chair of the LGBT in the state of Minnesota. Listen to his vernacular. Listen to this.
Congressman Keith Ellison saying, quote, why do they want to become the party of hate? They're demonstrating hatred toward Muslims. They're the party that's basically a bigoted party.
What I ask, did the Muslim, Christian God of America was under attack? Why would Keith Ellison jump in on the bandwagon, friends, and start playing the victim? Oh, by the way, you know it as Islamophobia. Oh, by the way, when you look at the correlation, it's the same spirit, because when you look at the radical homosexuals, they call it homophobia. They're saying the same things, friends. Let me play it again.
rejecting and reinserting God and Jerusalem in their party's platform. A Democratic lawmaker is now attacking the GOP for banning Sharia law from theirs. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison saying, quote, "Why do they want to become the party of hate? They're demonstrating hatred toward Muslims. They're the party that's basically a bigoted party."
See, now they're using the same ideology and the same methodology. This was from a ground feeder blogger feed that Fox News actually picked this up from. Pro-gay, pro-Muslim, okay? Radical Muslim. Because there's a difference between radical homosexuals and homosexuals, and there's a difference between radical Muslims and moderate Muslims. Okay? So let me finish this.
Is there a bit of hypocrisy going on here? Let's ask the founder of ACT for America and author They Must Be Stopped, Brigitte Gabriel. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, tell us why exactly Keith Ellison is making those allegations.
Well, you know, they are afraid. They do not like the Republican Party inserting that in their platform. We want to protect women and children in the United States, and we want to make sure women and children are protected. So for people like Keith Ellison, who call themselves Americans, I find it very surprising that someone like him would come out against protecting women and children who will be dealt the lower hand under Sharia law. He is either a male chauvinist who wants to oppress women, or he just has another agenda.
Here is exactly what angered Ellison in the Republican Party platform is this. Subjecting American citizens to foreign laws is inimical to the spirit of the Constitution. There must be no use of the foreign law by U.S. courts in interpreting our Constitution and laws.
Listen carefully.
What the platform is saying is it's banning Sharia law from being implemented in the United States courts. Now, here is Keith Ellison's point. He says there's never been any legislation offered to establish Sharia law, not at the federal level, not at the state level. There's not been a municipal ordinance opposing this. There's not been anything. So why would the Republican Party take that move to put it in their platform if there's never been any attempt?
I do not know which land he has been living in, but we already have documented 51 cases of Sharia law used in the United States, in different states. The one very famous one I can share with you is the case in New Jersey last year, where a Muslim woman went to the judge asking for a protective order, where her husband was raping her repeatedly and beating her up to four times a day. The judge told her that because her Muslim, her husband was a Muslim, on his belief, he did not believe he was committing a crime. To think that this was happening in the United States last year is unacceptable. No woman in America should be subjected to this. So the reason why the Republican Party inserted that in their plank is because they are seeing there's already evidence. 51 cases have been documented. That's too many. We do not want Sharia law in the United States.
Right, and we've heard all about honor killings around the country as well, so it's not just those examples. You actually say it's pretty widespread, not just isolated incidents. They had no choice, you feel? The Republican Party?
They have a choice, and they chose to protect women and children in the United States, whether they are Muslim or any other religion. What they are doing is making sure that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, that there will be other law recognized if it contradicts the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Sharia law does contradict the Constitution and should not be applied in America. And
Sharia law does contradict the Constitution of America.
Right now, there are...
Is that not interesting? Sharia law does contradict. Huh. Okay, so Keith lied about that. Well, let's take it another step, because what I'd like to know is when we look at, well, Keith Ellison and his radicalism, his extremisms, doesn't anybody think it's kind of bizarre that, well, he's actually, well, partaking with radical Muslim ideology and he's using the same promotions and doctrines, ideas, methodology? Doesn't anybody think that's a little weird, and the guy gets busted for lying every time he turns around, for the most part, concerning his implementation of Sharia law? Folks, take a quick break. Be right back.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters.
Can
if you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, just a quick shout out. Do consider supporting this ministry. There's a willingness to step out and do what others are not willing to do, and that is call an ace for an ace, a spade for a spade, the truth for what it should be called, the truth. It's not the truth until you first bring it forth. You'd consider supporting this ministry, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You can also go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the bottom right-hand corner and donate online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, bottom right-hand corner. I'm going to go to the next point. Been talking about the radical Muslim Keith Ellison, who sits as the vice chair of the LGBT community. And it's interesting that the Muslims, the radical Muslims in America, are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And not saying that, I'm just in this particular case, I'm just asking the question to the gay communities, the homosexual communities in America, why are you not holding the radical Muslims in account for their threat towards the homosexual communities in America? So here is Brigitte Gabriel again from Act for America, and I want you to listen carefully to what she had said as to how the radical Muslims operate. Listen carefully.
And under Islam, there's the law of kismān or taqiyya, which is being under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy.
Get them. What's up, guys? Okay, so let's get back to this point then. So we're talking about what Keith Ellison and stealth jihadi. So listen again, friends, as to how the radical Muslims operate. This is Brigitte Gabrielle from Acts for America. Listen carefully.
Taqiyya, which is lying under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. And this is why we were very concerned in the United States when Keith Ellison from Minnesota, the first Muslim congressman, was elected to Congress, because under the practice of taqiyya, kithman or lying, where a Muslim can say any lie to protect Islam, because under Islam, if a practicing Muslim is a practicing Muslim, when he is faced between two decisions, either to protect Islam or protect his family, his country, or anything else, his allegiance is to Islam, not to his country. So if a congressman like Keith Ellison...
So how does he swear allegiance to the United States?
He swore on a Quran. And under Islamic law, obviously he's a practicing Muslim. And under Islamic law, you can literally lay your hand on the Quran, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that you are telling a lie and nothing but a lie. But that lie is forgiven. You are forgiven as a Muslim.
Because it's in the furtherance of Islam.
It's in the furtherance of Islam. And if America is ever at war and a Muslim congressman has to choose between his loyalty to Islam or the Islamic army or his loyalty to the United States, his loyalty at the day of judgment or at the day where he has to make a decision will be to Islam and not to any man-made religion or not to any constitution man-made by people. And that's what the American public needs to understand.
And yet we've elected someone like that to represent a state here in the United States.
Exactly. And actually, at his victory party, the echo of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, which is the same words that the perpetrators of 9/11, Muhammad Atta, Ziad Jarrah, and all the other 19 hijackers of the plane, who kidnapped those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, these were their last words that they uttered. Allahu Akbar, God is the, Allah is the greatest, Islam is supreme. And these are the words that were shouted at the victory party of Keith Ellison.
Is that a little disturbing to anybody here, or is it just me? I mean, does anybody got like any concern over as to what may be going on? I mean, back again to the homosexual communities. You have Brigitte Gabrielle calling Keith Ellison out for what he is. Yet he's calling others extreme that are exposing him for who he was. By the way, in the state of Minnesota here, we have a representative called, her name is Michelle Bachmann. He also attacked Michelle Bachmann, calling her anti-Muslim. It's the same spirit, method, that the radical homosexuals are using. But yet, it's interesting that when you don't agree with the homosexuals, it is hate. Well, doesn't anybody think it's a little funny that the radical Muslims, when you don't accept Sharia law in the American system, government system, that you're anti-Muslim? They call it Islamophobia. The gays, radical gays, call it homophobia. I mean, is that a little weird to anybody? Namely, the homosexual communities? And why to the radical homosexual communities, why have you not called the radical Muslims into account for those that are calling for your execution? Yet the radical homosexuals will attack anyone that stands up against their abominable lifestyles by warning them of their sins before a just and a holy God in preservation of your life, radical homosexuals, and your souls, radical homosexuals. Rachel Maddow attacked my ministry twice for warning the homosexuals. She tried to turn it like I was the one calling for the execution. No, that's why I wrote this piece, because I wanted to make it real clear that people understood that the radical lesbian Rachel Maddow is willing to go along for the ride and be played the dupe, the useful idiot, might I say, to only upend the Constitution of the United States to make way for Sharia law. What I am saying, friends, is I am saying that the radical homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. And by the way, Keith Ellison knows this. Anytime Keith Ellison would like to be, well, caught up into an open forum or an open conversation with the media there, I'm there. Anytime, any place, I'm there. Because there's some real questions that need to be asked, and there's real questions that need to be answered. And folks, I ain't stupid. Because when I go back to my founding forefathers, they said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian religion. You heard Brigitte Gabriel say that Sharia law stands in contradiction of the United States Constitution. Of course it does. Because law is there to protect people. It's there to protect life and to condemn crime. And God is the giver of that law, not man. Let's take it another step. Why is it that President Barack Hussein Obama has appointed into key positions in government over 225 homosexuals? I said, to key positions in government. Doesn't he advocate radical Islam? Yes, he does. Folks, as a matter of fact, the president not only entertains Muslims in the White House, but also advocates Sharia law through his support of the Muslim Brotherhood, America's sworn enemies. So what's going on here, folks? Are you blind? I don't want to say that these people are stupid. I just think that they're willfully blind. And at length, they're dull and insensible, which defines out to be stupid. Matter of fact, just proving my point as to how radical Barack Hussein Obama is, he just appointed a Muslim Brotherhood supporter and sympathizer into a key position called Department of Homeland Security. Huh, that would be pretty, that would cause some concern here. So here, let me answer this. So according to Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim that sits on as the vice chair for the LGBT, the radical Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. I know that the radical Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Is that not the fox in the chicken coop? Just a big question mark, homosexual communities. And here's the real question. If the radicals aren't using the homosexual agenda as a political battering ram, then it's time for the radical homosexuals to call the radical Muslims into question. So folks, if I'm extreme for standing up for a constitutional republic, then so be it. Love you with my heart, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.